So, in, what was it, January 14th of 2017, I wrote a piece that said, what if Twitter is bought by a Republican? And I saw something that I didn't think anybody else saw. So I wrote a blog post about it. Not just one blog post, but over and over. And at the time, Twitter's market capitalization was $12.4 billion, which meant that you could buy control of Twitter for half of that, which would be $6.2 billion. And of course, you don't have to have all that money to do it, but actually, there are plenty of people who do have that kind of money. And so I wrote this up, and it's there. You can see it in the archive. What did I say? January 14th, 2017. And I showed it to a few people that I know. Well, I showed it to the world, but showed it to a few people specifically that I know who are in investment banking and, you know, tried to get them to think about this. And when I wrote about it, I got the same response, which was, well, there's just no money in it and nobody's going to buy it for any price because it's a company that loses money and they've been trying to make money for forever. You know, so it's not a good investment. Nobody's going to do it. And I said, actually, in the hands of somebody who knows how to squeeze dollars out of the U.S. government, it probably is an incredibly good investment. Because in January 2017, what had we just seen? And it hadn't yet happened. Obama was still president on January 14th, 2017. Trump had been elected on January 20th, 6 days after that, he would be inaugurated. And what had we just seen? Well, if you were paying attention, somebody just got elected president simply based on what he was doing on Twitter. That's a valuable piece of property. But if you look at it from the standpoint of advertising, it isn't worth very much money. So nobody paid any attention. And frankly, nobody paid any attention after it turned out to be prophetic. I don't usually claim to be a prophet, but in this case, I was. Provably a prophet. Prophetic in the sense that this actually came to pass. And maybe it was even worse because Musk is worse than a Republican. Musk is going, if he's successful, at what? People, it's quite possible that all the Nazi stuff is just a smokescreen to get you to not see what is really going on here. Is that, now, the question is, how long can Musk personally finance a money-losing venture with Twitter? If he can do it for a year, see, the thing about Musk to know is that he's really good at getting money out of the government. He knows where the money is. I don't believe he was born in the United States, so I don't think he legally can be president, and I don't think he could be president in 2024, no matter what, but he certainly has a powerful tool for electing a president. Doesn't depend on advertising. So if he throws away all the advertisers, like people say, well, this is really crazy. What, I don't see where, why he would do that. It's like, when do businesses chase away their customers? Well, when do people buy companies that don't show a profit, that have no hope of ever showing a profit, if you look at it from the strictly stock market standpoint? But the return on investment could be amazing at the scale that the U.S. government spends money. And if there's one thing that Elon Musk does probably as well or better than anybody on the entire freaking planet, is he learns how to make a shitload of money. And I think that's got to be what this is about, honestly. It's about the value of a machine that can elect people. And you think that it's falling apart and it's disappearing. I don't believe that's true. I see a lot of very vocal people on various different networks who have kept their Twitter accounts. can't get rid of them, can't justify getting rid of them. They're worth having. There's value to it, even if the guy who runs it is a scary person who could possibly be trying to get us into Nazism. But my guess is that he probably doesn't really care about that. What he cares about is the money. And you had a president, this will finish this up now, but we had a president who was really into making money, right? Trump. And he must have, it was a great deal for him, except he's not really very good at making money. Musk is really good at making money. So keep that in mind. And thanks for listening. Bye.